Start your archive recording. Mark, 30 seconds, stations. Your next and final time cue will be with 15 seconds until airtime. Coming up on 15 seconds until airtime. Mark, 15 seconds, stations. Have fun.
The following is an exclusive presentation of the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. IMG is America's home for college sports.
With the English off the glass.
The BYU Cougars are back on the floor. It's time to get you ready for every high-flying dunk.
It's an alley-oop throwdown to Kyle Collinsworth and one to answer.
And every amazing shot.
Fisher transition three.
Yes! Chase Fisher and the Cougars take a lead by two, 80-78. Oh, what a wild one here in Dayton.
BYU basketball is on the air on KSL News Radio and the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Live coverage of BYU basketball begins with Cougar Pregame Live. To lead things off, let's head live to your host, Cleon Wall.
Welcome in, BYU basketball fans. The Cougars' long odyssey away from the Marriott Center ends tonight in Malibu. It kind of reminds me of a news story from about a year and a half ago. Two men and a boy were fishing on the coast off one of the Hawaiian islands when a wave capsized their boat. One of the men broke his leg and hip, but the only way to survive was if they all swam to shore. Just when they lost all hope, they heard a beach party off in the distance, and Journey was on the radio. Don't stop. I promise, Journey was on the radio. Don't stop believing. The man with the broken leg knew he would make it. He knew it was a sign that he could complete his journey. Get it? Eh, never mind. Cougars complete their long and arduous journey of 9 out of 11 games away from home tonight. And they shouldn't stop believing after Thursday night's win. I know it's a bit of a stretch. Just stay with me. BYU is down by 15 points after a 20-0 run by Loyola Marymount. But Captain Comeback himself, Kyle Collinsworth, remembered something that would lead the Cougars back to victory.
Something this offseason I've been working on is just staying in the present. I mean, it's so hard. The shot would go up, I turned and went right through the net and just kept over and over again. And I kept thinking, just stay in the present, just keep battling, keep fighting, and every possession matters. And with that kind of mindset, you can come back from those kind of deficits. You can come back. So I just turned, every possession matters, and our whole team was like that. We just buckled in every possession, and we were able to catch up and eventually take the lead. And
Fish,
keep it.
Transition three, won't take it. Splits defenders, gets right to the rim, reverse, and score! Collinsworth, he's running down the floor, stops at the top of the key, right to Celius for three, got it! A sack attack in Los Angeles! Kick to Emery, three, backbreaker, got it! Nick Emery knocks it down!
BYU outscored LMU 51-30 in the second half and played their best defense of the game in the last 5 minutes of the contest. Forward Kyle Davis told the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rebell, that it shows how resilient this team is.
Just shows a lot about our team coming out the second half. Nick, Zach, Kyle gets a great steal. It's just the team just played so hard, and holding a team to, I think, 30 points in the second half is defense like we want to play it, not 50 like we did in the first half.
When it was a 10-point game at the break, did you guys feel like, all right, we've got it to a manageable point here?
Yeah, I think realizing the high percentage that they were shooting at, and just statistically you think they probably can't keep that up, it gave us some confidence, and coach said, you know, we just got to make them miss, and that was just really all we needed to hear, because we needed to get up and challenge a little bit better. We needed to get them out of such the rhythm that they were in. Mm-hmm. And we did that, and were able to come out and tie it up pretty quickly into the second half and then take control throughout the rest of the game.
Greg pointed out that BYU has been down by double digits in each of the Cougars' last three road games, but they found a way to come back.
It's a great statistic. Shows a lot of fight that you can come back and win games when you're down, but our hope is that tomorrow we don't get down, that we can stay neck and neck with them or pull ahead and be able to win in a different way than a dramatic comeback.
Davis says this team is always prepared after a loss.
You know, I think that is something that Coach is really good at is when we lose a game, or even just you can think of games that start on a Thursday, our coaches are so good at getting us some great preparation Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to where we have a great game plan going into it, and we feel really confident playing in that game. And Coach is a great motivator. He knows exactly how to talk to us to get us going after a loss, and glad he did because it worked out well last night.
KD has also been impressed with how much freshmen Zach Selyus and Nick Emery have been to this team.
Both of them, they play with a lot of confidence. They play smart. They're very skilled. Nick is just continuing to play well like he has the whole season, and Zach is really just he shoots it so well right when we need him to, and it's been fun to watch him have so much success just straight out of high school as a freshman, and expect both of that to just continue for them.
In reality, the guy that has really held this team together most of the season has been Kyle Davis. We've mentioned it before that how Chase Fisher goes, so go the Cougars. That is true because he can provide some scoring punch and much-needed outside shooting. Just look at the beginning of the LMU game when he scored 15 first-half points. Fellow senior Kyle Collinsworth has also been a bit of a barometer. Remember what he said before the LMU game?
Yeah, I'm going to put a big emphasis on just getting guys shots, overemphasis every game, and just not just getting guys shots, but getting everyone going. You know, as a leader and as the point guard, just make sure guys get going and guys find them where they like to shoot.
And that's exactly what happened. He dished out 15 assists. He assisted on 4 straight buckets early in the first half and 5 straight in the second half to help get BYU back in the game. When he's driving to the basket and looking for his teammates, he's lethal. But when everyone else is struggling, Kyle Davis is the guy who holds this team together. Davis had 14 points and 13 rebounds against the Lions. He had 20 points and 6 rebounds against Portland, including 7 points near the end of the first half to keep the Cougars in the contest. He also kept the Cougars in the Gonzaga game. Only once this season has Davis not scored in double digits, and he's had 8 or more rebounds in 13 of 20 games this year. Greg asked KD if he expected to be Mr. Reliable this season.
You know, my hope was just to be able to help this team, and being consistent is something that, you know, I always want to be. You know, I don't want to have super bad games. I'd love to have a ton of great games, but I always just want to be consistent for Coach, and so that he can know that I can go out there and get some rebounds, get some points, and try to help the team win the best I can. But personally, I'm happy with the way the season's going. But it's not even close to over, and the ultimate happiness will be determined how we do moving forward in the regular season and then moving into our conference tournament.
You're carrying a pretty good minute load right now. How are you feeling? How's your body holding up?
You know, I feel great. I think Coach Medina, our strength and conditioning coach, does a great job. Rob Ramos does a great job at helping us feel our bodies feel good, and I feel great and look forward to just continue feeling this way.
Who wouldn't feel good after another come-from-behind victory? But does tonight kind of feel like deja vu or the Twilight Zone? Were we in the same spot last week? BYU gets a come-from-behind win over a team. The Cougar team is on a high, but can they overcome the pressure to beat the fill-in-the-blank team on Saturday to get the road sweep? In reality, it's really nothing like last week. Loyola and Gonzaga are two different teams, and so are Portland and Pepperdine. In fact, the Waves are a squad that's pretty scary. Pepperdine started the conference season 0-2 at Portland and Gonzaga before reeling off 5 of 6 WCC victories. They gave St. Mary's their only loss of the conference season and would have won that 6th game during that stretch if it weren't for a Jared Brownridge step-back 3-pointer to give Santa Clara a win at the Levy Center. And if that doesn't make BYU fans nervous, just remember the Waves won both matchups in the regular season last year. Kyle Davis told Greg he remembers both of those losses.
You know, although I wasn't playing last season, I was obviously the home game where we let that one fall, and then watched the one on the road at Pepperdine, and was definitely there after practice when we were practicing after those losses. So, no, we have nothing but respect for Pepperdine. They've had great success against us, and we plan on changing that around tomorrow.
You're still in game prep mode for Pepperdine. What are a couple of things that you think will definitely factor into getting away with a win on Saturday?
You know, for this team, it's going to just be our urgency and our effort starting the game. We've shown that we can have tremendous fight when things get tough, but if we can continue to get better at playing well and with urgency at the beginning of the game, I think that'll be all the difference. We have a good team and they have a good team, so it's going to be a battle and a fight out there, but it'll ultimately come down to the team that makes the least amount of mistakes and wants it the most. And our coaches have done such a good job at helping us get to that frame of mind, and I think tomorrow will hopefully be a continuation of that.
You've already wanted a really tough place to win, Gonzaga. Pepperdine hasn't lost at home yet this year, and they've won 9 straight going back to last year.
Yeah, just proves how tough this game will be. It'll be a true road test for us. They're solid at home. They got a cool gym. We were just there, and I've heard they get good fans. So, you know, we just look forward to that. That'll be fun. That playing in an environment like that, and we had success in our last one after really struggling at Colorado, at Utah. I mean, we made those games at the end, but we struggled. Gonzaga was a big bump for us as far as playing in a hostile environment and being able to win. So I think tomorrow will be another great test for us.
Pepperdine undefeated at home this season. We'll talk more about that test that Kyle just talked about with Cougar color analyst Mark Durant. You're listening to BYU Basketball on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678. That's Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing, we'll go right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down with a foul.
This is the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
What are the most important things to you in your life? Your education, career, your family? What if you lost the ability to remember those things? What if you couldn't save school or work documents? What if you couldn't save photos of your family? IM Flash creates the technology that makes memory possible. You use the memory that IM Flash creates thousands of times every day. And it's made right here in Lehigh, Utah, connecting people through memory. IM Flash.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. Basketball season is a great time of year. As BYU fans, we love seeing the Cougs back on the court. We expect seeing injuries on the basketball court, but occasionally, injuries become part of our lives off the court. If you've been injured in an accident, we know what you're going through. We'd love to talk to you about your situation and help you better understand what you're up against. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com and get the answers you deserve. We'll give it to you straight. Go Cougs!
We're counting you down to tip-off with Cougar Pregame Live.
Balls with right to the rim, and a two-hand throwdown!
Now, let's rejoin your host, Cleon Wall.
Joining me now from Firestone Fieldhouse is our BYU basketball guru, Mark Durant. Mark, 3 straight road games, 3 straight games BYU is down by double digits. What's the cure for the cold start, Dr. Durant?
I think the cure is to be up by double digits. I think that's what I'd like to see.
That's an easy answer, of course.
I don't know. I mean, I think part of it is you got to wonder the mental mindset going into these games. Clearly, BYU coming in the second half when they're down, they have a certain mentality that we're going to get back into this game. We're going to win this game. But you almost have to have that same attitude just to start the game. You almost, in my mind, when I played Cleon, I'd say, okay, we're down by 10 to start this game. That, you know, for us to win, we're going to have to really put forth a great effort here. Just kind of convince yourself that that's the case. Now, I mean, there's other teams are shooting really well from the three. I mean, they're shooting the heck out of the basketball. LMU was no different. And it's hard to decide, in my mind, Cleon, how much of it is other teams just BYU's unlucky, other teams are getting hot. How much is it BYU's defense that's allowing them open shots, and then they make a couple, and then they get hot, and then you start really playing defense, and it doesn't matter at that point because they're on fire. So, clearly, I don't think anyone's going to argue that BYU's not a great defensive team, but they certainly can be better. They've shown at times that they can be better. They showed in the second half of that same game at LMU that they can play good defense and get out to those shooters and make a miss. I guess I don't know the answer to your question other than somehow, whether it's the senior guard leaders or the coaches or in how you prep for a game, there has to be some urgency to start the game. And everyone knows and loves and appreciates the fire and the heart that these guys have in getting back into games. But I'd like to see some fire and some heart in getting that double-digit lead I talked about right off the bat rather than having to be shoved up against the wall and then you really have to scratch and claw to get back in the game. Have that same attitude just to start the game and have that attitude to get the 10-point lead. So, you know, it's clearly a problem. And you know, BYU is not a team that has a lot of room for error, especially on the road in the conference. It doesn't matter who you're playing. BYU cannot take anyone for granted. And I guess the bottom line is I'd just like to see that type of attitude that we see in these games that are down, but a little sooner and without having to go down big.
And it would seem like they would definitely want to do that tonight because they're not playing a team like San Francisco or Santa Clara tonight. Pepperdine's averaging around 72 points a game. That's actually not too bad. But I feel like if Pepperdine gets up by double digits in this game, they're really going to slow it down. And then BYU is going to have to do some possibly silly things, possibly stupid things to try and get back in this game. That's my theory. What do you think?
Well, it's certainly easier against a team like an LMU that will run up and down the floor with you. You can create some turnovers. Man, you can really change that double-digit deficit into a lead. You hit a couple threes and bam, 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 all of a sudden the game's close again. Pepperdine won't let you get away with that as much because like what you said, they're more of a deliberate team, and also because you know, they've got the personnel to be able to slow it down and still be effective. So you've got a guy like Stacey Davis, you can use a little bit of clock, and then you just dump it into him, he's going to score, get fouled. So it's much more difficult to get back in a game, and a 10-point deficit here is more like a 15-20 point deficit in a place like LMU. So, I mean, really the thing that scares me more than anything is the personnel, because BYU's had trouble with this type of lineup with a premier big man and Stacey Davis, who's had a field day against BYU. You know, Pepperdine's won three of the last four against BYU, and Stacey Davis is probably licking his chops knowing this is a team that I've had a lot of success against, and players know that. I mean, they remember in their mind, okay, this is a team that I can really do well against, and the confidence is such a big part of basketball. And when you already have your confidence sky high going into a game, it makes it very difficult. And you add in really good shooters like Jet Raines and Lamont Murray, and that's a tough lineup for BYU. We've seen it before when you have a really good big man, and then you have guys that can spread out and shoot the three. We've seen it in this building, these guys doing that to BYU in this building. So that scares me. That personnel for Pepperdine scares me, and they can get up quick. And like we discussed, it's harder to get back into a game against a team like Pepperdine.
Could BYU get away with playing a 1-3-1 defense, you think, for a whole game? Is it good to try that out now? You want to try it out against a lesser team? Do you think it'll create more turnovers? What are your thoughts and ideas on this?
Well, Mark Durant, Fantasyland, if I was ever the coach of BYU.
I think that's right near Malibu, right? Mark Durant, Fantasyland?
This is pretty close to my Fantasyland here. I mean, it's a pretty nice place to be. But, yeah, if I'm just coaching down the street, that's what I do. Especially against some of the really – I mean, it's a good guard league, no question about it, in the West Coast Conference. Say what you want about the West Coast Conference. It's got some really good guards. It's just hard to contain them. I don't care what team you are, and BYU's got – some issues this year containing that dribble penetration. Then, you know, we've talked about this ad nauseum. You know, that collapses the defense. They kick it out. You got open shooters. It's just tough to keep in front of your man in this league with guys like Jett Raines and Murray, and they can really hurt you. So, to me, you play that 1-3-1. You're able to keep the offense on basically half the floor. Sure, there's weaknesses. You got to be careful of that corner three. It's tough to rebound on the weak side on those long threes from the corner. The free throw line's a vulnerability. But I think that's the defense that BYU plays well. Kyle Collinsworth out there at the point, he's so tall, it makes it so hard to pass over him, and he gets a lot of turnovers and steals out of the top of that 1-3-1. Puts a lot of pressure on your big guy to cover the corners, like I said, but it's not as difficult to play, and I think BYU does it better than their man-to-man. Of course, there's vulnerabilities, but you just kind of have to pick your poison. Am I going to do this, or am I going to try and guard these guys man-to-man? To me, there are more issues with that than playing that 1-3-1. Now, I don't think you have to play any defense all the time, and I think it's best to mix it up a little bit, see if you can have some luck with one or the other and keep the other team on their heels. You know, come out of timeout. What are they going to be in, man or zone? What play, you know, is the play that we called going to work against the defense that they're in? So, but I do think, and I think BYU would be better suited to play more 1-3-1, but I'm getting paid peanuts to talk about it, and a lot of coaches are getting paid a lot of money that are smarter than me that know what the team should do. But that's my 2 cents, and that's about all it's worth.
Waves don't have a ton of tall guys. I mean, we haven't even mentioned Jeremy Major. He's one of their mighty mites, averaging 10 points and around 4 assists a game. Amadi Udini also averaging around 4 assists a game. You think BYU, we watched him go a little small in that LMU game. That helped him stay with LMU. Are they going to play a little small tonight, or is that dangerous just because of Stacey Davis and what he can do to you down on the low block? He's not the biggest post guy, but he's a very effective low post guy.
You know, I really think that we're going to see a lot of that small lineup from here on out because it was so successful the other night and because that's where the most of your weapons are. I mean, if you can put on the floor Collinsworth, Emery, Celius, Fisher, and you're spread around that three-point line, that's a lot of weapons. That's danger for any defense. That really spreads them out. And a couple things it does, then you've got Kyle Davis who's playing so well. Now, BYU couldn't do that as much last year. They had to, but it wasn't as effective because they didn't have a post score. But now you got Kyle Davis. When you have those four shooters, that takes out that four man. He's got to go cover a shooter. So it's basically one-on-one for Davis down low. Really opens up the floor for him. That's going to help him a lot. It also helps out Kyle Collinsworth a lot because now you, when he gets in the paint, when he beats his man, it's a two-on-one rather than a three-on-one because you got one defender out on the perimeter, and if they crash down, you watch the film of that second half. It was textbook BYU attack, got in the paint. Defenders had to come help on Collinsworth, kick it out to a three-point shooter, or dump it off to Kyle Davis. I mean, it was a beautiful thing to watch. When you've got such great shooters, that may be the best thing for BYU to do. Spread the floor. That'll open it up for a penetrator like Collinsworth, a scorer like Davis at the rim, and you got your shooters out there. I think that's really good, particularly because, you know, Nate Austin's playing well. He'll continue to play basketball and play well, but Jamal's really struggling right now. Corbin has been pretty good, but yeah, I just think your strengths are Davis and those four guards that I mentioned, and to the extent you can really maximize that, you're going to be in good shape. But that was really fun to watch the other night. That second half was a thing of beauty.
Mark, it's always great talking to you here on Cougar Pregame Live. Good luck with the call, and it'll be nice to talk to you next week, actually from the Marriott Center. Hey, Provo, it's a place BYU plays.
Nice for you, but no, place I'd rather be than Provo.
Mark, thanks a lot. Enjoy the rest of your time in Southern California, okay?
All right, thanks, man.
All right, that is Mark Durant joining us here on Cougar Pregame Live. It's now time for Hot and Cold, or actually after the break. We need to take a break first. Hot and Cold, sponsored by Carrier. We'll also have the one thing I'm looking forward to watching in this game, and also some scores from around the nation. One final in the WCC. That's all coming up next on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
best thing at Chuck-O-Rama is everything, and we've been going for 50 years.
We have been to Chuck-O-Rama from Boise to St. George and everyone in between.
I love the carrot salad. It's just like what my mom made. There's the carrots, the pineapple, the raisins.
I like the baked chicken and especially the squash. I go back two or three times for the squash.
Chuck-O-Rama has kept us coming back for 50 years.
The choice is yours at Chuck-O-Rama.
Dunk contest?
Oh, yeah. Watch this.
Oh, two-handed double dunk into some Zach sauce. Nice.
Uh-oh. He's going all in. What? Two chicken fingers into one sauce. Impressive.
Ooh, I got one. Fingers, fries, same time, two sauces, boom.
Oh, that was awesome. Okay, I got one. I call this the around the world.
That's never been done.
At Zaxby's, we appreciate a good dunk. That's why we're proud to be the official chicken of sports fans. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks it, scores, and one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Bodyguards, home of the screen protector Pure, now brings Cougar fans a new level of device protection. Partnering with Unequal Technologies to engineer a line of phone cases, Bodyguards utilizes the same material professional athletes use in helmets and protective gear, and delivers that professional grade protection in a sleek, attractive case perfect for your device. Cougar fans can receive 25% off their purchase by visiting bodyguards.com. That's bodyguards with a Z.com. And entering the promo code GOCOUGS. Bodyguards.
You know where to tune in for the game, but do you know how to bring the game home to you? When it comes to commemorating the experience, IMGProducts.net has you covered. IMGProducts.net is the place to go for official programs and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and many of the nation's top universities. Relive games and championships for years to come with quality programs containing stats, behind-the-scenes stories, history, and much, much more. IMGProducts.net. We've got you covered.
Our exclusive pregame coverage of BYU basketball continues.
Wilson to Chase, another three. Got it again! The Fisher King reigns on the hilltop!
As we rejoin the host of Cougar Pregame Live, Cleon Wall.
It's now time for Hot and Cold, sponsored by Carrier. Turn to the experts, your local Carrier heating and cooling dealer at utah.carrier.com. Hot tonight, BYU closing out the lines in the last game. Cougars outscored LMU 13-1 in the last 5 minutes of the game. Emery 5 points, Sullius 3, Collinsworth 3, Davis 2. That's pretty good, spreading the ball around. 3 assists during that series. Sharing and caring. Share the ball means you care about winning. Pepperdine, well, they're also hot, too. They are undefeated at home so far this season. The cold, should we just go with the state of Utah right now? I couldn't come up with anything else. Not the team Utah, the state. Compared to Malibu, it's bound to be colder than here than it is there. This is, by the way, is the best matchup of the night in the West Coast Conference. One thing I'm going to be watching for in this game, Mark mentioned it, and that is who is going to guard Stacey Davis. This guy is a monster, at least against BYU. He scored 23 points in Provo and 22 points at home against the Cougars last season. BYU needs to keep him off the boards and away from the basket, but he actually is not a bad mid-range shooter, too. All right, scores from around the West Coast Conference. Loyola Marymount hosting San Diego right now, and the Lions are down 45-44 with 10:59 left to go in that game. Gonzaga bounces back from a loss at St. Mary's, and they beat Pacific today 71-61. Utah Valley University wins at Chicago State 82-76. BYU women's basketball team wins at home over Pepperdine 69-64. Utah State playing at San Diego State right now, and they trail 44-41 with 13:51 left in the game. That's going to do it for Cougar pregame Live. The Cougar Pregame Coaches Show is coming up next on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced comfort series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622. That's Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky. Three. Got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Zions Bank offers an integrated approach for the financial needs of businesses throughout Utah and Idaho.
My name is Gail Miller. I am the owner of the Larry H. Miller Group of Companies. One of the important products that Zions Bank offers is the commercial card with revenue sharing. Thank you, Zions Bank, for 35 years of a great relationship.
To learn more about Zions Bank and to hear stories from other happy clients, visit ZionsBank.com/thank you. We haven't forgotten who keeps us in business.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
It's time to get the inside scoop on today's game.
We've got a lot of individual guys who have actually found themselves and are really contributing to our team.
This is the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show, presented by Zions Bank. Our exclusive one-on-one with Coach Dave Rose is also brought to you by Les Olson Company, your business empowered. Now let's head back live to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats with Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans. Welcome courtside inside Firestone Fieldhouse in Malibu, California. As tonight, the BYU Cougars look to complete the L.A. weekend road sweep, coming off a confidence-boosting comeback win at LMU Thursday. Cougs tonight visiting a Pepperdine program that has yet to lose a home game this season. I'm Greg Wrubell. I'll have today's play-by-play call, teaming with my broadcast partner, the former BYU hoopster Mark Durant. And Mark, the long march is almost over. After today, the Cougs will have finished a 16-game stretch that included 12 games outside the Marriott Center. Included in that run of games were 6 of 8 away from home to open the conference campaign. And with a win today, BYU would head home at 6-2 in league. Huge game for a BYU team that has yet to sweep the L.A. road weekend and has lost 2 in a row here in Malibu.
Yeah, it's a big game, Greg, but I got to say, I never thought I'd say this, but when I think about Pepperdine, it strikes a little fear in my heart. They've beaten BYU 3 of the last 4 games. Like you said, they're 8-0 here at home, and what, 4 of their last 5, they beat St. Mary's here. I mean, on paper, you think, well, this isn't a team that should give you too much concern, but man, these guys have had BYU's number, and they know it, and I think BYU knows it. I mean, Stacey Davis had big games. You don't think he thinks he's going to have a big game tonight, and Murray and Reigns. I mean, those guys have had great success, and as a player in your mind, that sticks with you. They're thinking, oh, this is BYU. Oh, man, I'm looking forward to this game. And so it's going to be a real challenge, but that might help BYU, actually, Greg, that you're not going to take this team for granted, and you're really going to come out and give the kind of effort that you need to do to win it. But yeah, I mean, this building has not been good to us last couple years, and it would be nice. I mean, what a big win it would be, Greg, going into the second half of the conference.
All right, coming up next, we'll get to Dave Rose's perspective on today's game. This is the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Zions Bank offers an integrated approach for the financial needs of businesses throughout Utah and Idaho.
My name is Gail Miller. I am the owner of the Larry H. Miller Group of Companies. One of the important products that Zions Bank offers is the commercial card with the revenue sharing. Thank you, Zions Bank, for 35 years of a great relationship.
To learn more about Zions Bank and to hear stories from other happy clients, visit zionsbank.com/thank you. We haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put that throw down by Corbin Capuzzi!
On the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Through Les Olson Company's managed IT and cloud services, we're able to protect your business with 24/7 remote monitoring, network security, desktop and server support, offsite backup, network administration, antivirus protection, and more. Through our proactive approach, we will protect your business by helping detect and prevent disasters before they happen. You focus on what you do best, and we'll take care of the rest. Learn more at lesolson.com today.
Les Olson Company.
Where to tune in for the game, but do you know how to bring the game home to you? When it comes to commemorating the experience, IMGProducts.net has you covered. IMGProducts.net is the place to go for official programs and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and many of the nation's top universities. Relive games and championships for years to come with quality programs containing stats, behind-the-scenes stories, history, and much, much more. IMGProducts.net. We've got you covered.
You're tuned to the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show.
To Chase, big three. Got it again! And the Cougars by a dozen.
For more with head coach Dave Rose, let's rejoin your host, Greg Wrubell.
We are coming to you live from Firestone Fieldhouse here in Malibu, home of the Pepperdine Waves. The Waves 12-7 on the season, 5-3 in the WCC. BYU 14-6 overall, 5-2 in league. A win tonight would keep the Cougars no worse than a single game off the league lead in the loss column and would put a serious dent in Pepperdine's aspirations to remain among the league leaders. BYU head coach Dave Rose has seen his guys lose 3 of 4 to Pepperdine. He needs no convincing that this is a team to be reckoned with.
Yeah, this is a really good team, and they, you know, they've really improved over the years. But you know, they've got, I think, their best team since we've been in the league. And this Stacey Davis has always been tough for us to guard. He's a versatile four-man who can shoot perimeter shots and post you up as good as anybody in the league. And Jet Raines has really improved. You know, those two guys are seniors and played a lot of minutes for him. And then Jeremy Major has become one of the, you know, the best point guards on the West Coast. So Lamon Murray Jr. has turned into one of the best scorers in the league. So he's got a full complement of guys, and he's got they're long, athletic, and a, you know, really good defensive team. So we'll have our work cut out for us today. We've got our hands full. You know, the game the other night, it was a really fast-paced game and got away from us for a while there in the first half. But, you know, LMU is going to continue to play at that pace, and so there's a lot of possessions, and we had a chance in the second half to kind of come back. This team, if they get a lead on you, they're going to grind that thing out, and, you know, they'll try to attack you early in the shot clock, but then if they don't get something early, then they're going to work it all the way down. And this Jeremy Major usually has the ball in his hand late in the shot clock, and he's really effective and efficient at capitalizing on it.
Their leading scorer, Murray, is someone that in this age of three-point shots and post-ups favors the mid-range game.
Yeah, and he's really improved. I mean, I remember his freshman year that they'd put him in and get him out pretty quick, and now he's become their go-to guy. And he's got a really good length. He's become a good free throw shooter, but you know, he's a guy that they really look for out of bounds under. They want him to get about 18 feet from the basket, and he's a good post up guy. This is going to be a good matchup for Kyle. It'll be way different than what Kyle had the other night guarding the little guy, but he'll have their best score, because that's kind of the formula we have here. And this kid is really versatile, and hopefully Kyle's length will cause him some problems.
This Pepperdine team really does rely on getting inside and getting to the free throw line. You're much more reliant on the 3-point shot than they are.
Yeah, and they drive it pretty good, and they post it really well. They offensive rebound really well, and they're really good at home. I mean, they're 8-0 at home right this year, so this is a real challenge for us, and hopefully our guys are ready, and hopefully that we can share the ball like we did the other night. That was the one thing that, you know, we had a lot of issues that weren't exactly what we needed, but we shared the ball and we continued to compete, and 28 assists on 32 makes that you're on the right track, and hopefully we can answer, you know, that game Thursday night with another game where we're looking for each other and trusting our teammates.
That Oklahoma-Baylor game I was watching earlier today, Oklahoma had assists on its first 24 field goals of the game.
Yeah, well, it's so important to get everybody involved, and even when the shot's made, that two or three other guys have had a chance to touch it, and they feel good about it, and that over a course of 40 minutes, it really pays off for you. And so, you know, hopefully, it's been what we've been about for years, and hopefully that we can get on a roll here with our guys trusting each other.
How big of a deal do you expect the 3-point shot to be against Pepperdine?
Well, they defend it pretty well, and so hopefully we get good looks and we take advantage of those good looks. We don't hurry it. Their length kind of causes teams to rush things. You know, the San Francisco game especially, they're a good 3-point shooting team, and they just rushed into everything. And you know, hopefully that our pace is good. That you know, the gym is small, and so it's sometimes that has a way of speeding you up. And hopefully that we can get in a good pace that we're comfortable with. They do a good job of trying to get you out of that. They can test at the rim really well. The team that you know prides itself in guarding without fouling. You know last year in our game, I think we went an entire half where they called one foul on them. So we'll see how the game's officiated tonight. But we need to attack them, and we need to play at our pace.
In terms of figuring out this LA road swing, how's it been for the guys from Thursday to Saturday?
It's difficult. I wouldn't say that anything's comfortable. It's you know, the they're just far enough away, and with the hotels that you try to stay in, and the Pacific Coast Highway and the traffic in LA, it's not quite as comfortable as the three games that we played in Hawaii when we were about four blocks away from the Blaisdell. But we've been on the road for a long time. This is a long stretch, and hopefully to today, what we'll really do is we'll play hard and we'll play together, and then we'll see where we are at the end.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you at the end. Thanks, and good luck.
All right, thanks a lot, Greg.
All right, that is Dave Rose. Now our pregame Les Olson Company game management segment. Partner with the pros at Les Olson Company to manage all of your document needs. Les Olson Company, your business empowered. Mark Durant, how does BYU manage Pepperdine?
It's going to be tough to get a lot of good looks from three. One of the better defenders in the country from three-point line is Pepperdine, around 30% for their opponent's three. So, you know, that's going to be a tough aspect for the game tonight. I think that places more importance on Kyle Davis, on his play, and even Nate Austin and Kafusi. Those big guys are going to have to really play well for BYU to have a good chance today.
That'll do it for this evening's Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show. The Cougar Tip-Off Show coming up next, live from Malibu on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hi, Greg Rubel here. And the arrival of fall means football weather, which also means that our families will likely begin spending more time indoors. So it isn't just BYU football season, it's home cleaning season. And a clean home begins with clean carpets. I know some guys who can help. My friends at Zero Res have a patented carpet cleaning system that simply works without soaps and with zero residue left behind. You've heard that seeing is believing. Well, I've seen the results in my own home, and from personal experience, I can say that my carpet got clean, that the patented empowered water technology really works, and that Zero Res's highly trained technicians are people you can trust in your home. See the Zero Res difference for yourself, and you'll become a fan like me. And Cougar Nation, be sure to text the keyword Greg to 53535 to get the Greg Rubel discount. That's the keyword Greg to 53535 or call 801-288-0. Zero Res is a proud sponsor of BYU football and basketball and a proud provider of clean floors everywhere. Spelled the same, forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing, we'll go right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down with a bounce.
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Cougar fans, whether you like to rise and shout or just chill out, BYU basketball season is blanket season. There's no better way to stay cozy and warm than wrapped in a luxurious, comfortable blanket from Minky Couture. Minky Couture's blankets can be customized for every Cougar fan, big or small. Minky Couture is locally owned and operated with locations in Ogden, Layton, Draper, Orem, and St. George. Check out Minky Couture's wide array of blankets in any of our five locations or online at www.minkycouture.com.
Through Les Olson Company's managed IT and cloud services, we're able to protect your business with 24/7 remote monitoring, network security, desktop and server support, offsite backup, network administration, antivirus protection, and more. Through our proactive approach, we will protect your business by helping detect and prevent disasters before they happen. You focus on what you do best, and we'll take care of the rest. Learn more at lesolson.com today.
Les Olson Company.
It's almost time to hit the hardwood.
Poles fires and scores from three. It's a 10-point lead.
To the free throw line, a contested 18-footer goes!
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today, Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been protecting Utah families for over 25 years. And by your Utah Honda dealers. The more you compare, the more you know. You want a Honda. Visit UtahHondaDealers.com. Now, live from the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar Courtside Seats, here are Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening once again from Firestone Fieldhouse, a compact venue that should be packed close to full to watch two teams, each with five wins in their last six games. Cougars have turned into road warriors while the Waves have won all eight of their home games so far this season. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you from courtside. Our statistician will be BYU's all-time sixth leading scorer, Russ Larson. Cleon Wall is in our IMG Network studios along with the interns Corey and Freddie. Morgan K. Greenwood is our studio producer at the IMG headquarters in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You are tuned in on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. Our legacy flagship radio station is KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. You can also hear us on network affiliates and on BYU Radio, Sirius XM 143 online, BYUCougars.com, KSL.com, BYURadio.org, as well as on the BYU Radio app and TuneIn Radio app, however you are tuning us in. Great to have you along with us this evening. Mark, you can call it the Malibu Bugaboo, but this building, as you noted, is not been particularly kind to the Cougars. I've called six games here, most of them with you, and of the six, BYU's gone 3-3, including losses in each of the last two visits here, where the peaceful ocean vista contrasts with some unpleasant memories, I guess, here in Malibu.
I mean, it's a unique environment. You mentioned the beauty of it, but it's also, you know, probably with St. Mary's, the smallest environment they'll play in, the smallest arena, and it's weird. You're used to playing a place like the Marriott Center, and Coach Rose said something I thought was interesting. He said, you know, because of the size of this place, it tends to speed you up a little bit. I have to process that a little bit, but that's an interesting perspective that would happen. And even if you have a majority BYU crowd, which you may have here tonight, you think, well, that's kind of a home court advantage for BYU. But oddly enough, it really pumps a lot of energy into a team like Pepperdine or Portland or whoever. That really gets them going. And then you get this small crap. It's a really unique place to play. And I'm not saying that's the reason why BYU struggled. The reason they struggled is because guys like Stacey Davis and Raines and Murray and those guys, it's a pretty good basketball team. But you'd think BYU'd have more success here, but it is a unique place to play, and you kind of have to figure it out. And so far, it's been tough for BYU to do.
Coming up, our BYU Pepperdine preview continues from the Cougar Tip-Off Show. This is BYU Basketball live from magnificent Malibu on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Are you rugged? Want to prove to your lass that you're good enough for her? Eat some haggis.
Or you're afraid of haggis, are ya?
Stop whining. There's other great food, bagpipes, and poetry. Manly poetry about haggis. So get your hiney over to the Burn Supper at the Wilkinson Student Center on February 6th at 6 p.m. ready for a hoot and a honey of a time. Tickets available at utahscots.org. Do it.
Hi, Greg Grubel here. And like I get excited for every new BYU basketball season, your Utah Honda dealers are excited to introduce to you a new line of 2016 Hondas. You'll love the all-new economical 2016 Honda Civic, complete with standard features others call options. The all-new 2016 Honda Accord, priced less than Toyota Camry, and it's also on Car and Driver's 10 Best List Award 30 times. And don't forget the Honda CR-V, Motor Trend's 2015 SUV of the year. See them all and drive one today at your Utah Honda dealer.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks in, score! And one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033. That's Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show.
So the rim goes up and makes it, scores! Oh, off-balance, chucks it up with the right hand!
Let's head back live to courtside.
BYU Pepperdine coming up. Just after the top of the hour here at Firestone Fieldhouse in Malibu. Marty Wilson's Pepperdine Waves have shaken off an 0-2 start in league play to win 5 of 6 and put themselves in position for another upper echelon finish in the West Coast Conference. The Waves have a veteran-laden lineup and a recent history of success against BYU. Wins in 3 of the last 4, as we mentioned. Short time ago, I spoke with Coach Wilson here at courtside about what shapes up as a great lead-in to a big-time game with BYU here tonight.
It's almost where we were last year in terms of fighting for third place. Obviously, we were a little bit further along in the season with this game, but that's the magnitude of it. And obviously, there's another game next week that will possibly put us in the same position. But I think it's huge for both teams. It's a momentum builder. It's always a fun game to coach and watch. So I think it'll be a good one as well.
You guys have bounced back well after the 0-2 start in league play. How much did that kind of take your guys back a little bit? How much did you have to kind of reset?
Well, part of it is, number one, we're on the road. I didn't think we did a very good job in terms of our game plan defending both teams, either team, Gonzaga or Portland, some of their actions. We've honed in on what we want to do, how we want to do things, and we've been consistent with it these last several games. And our guys have built more confidence in doing that. But it was a setback. We had to change our mindset. And our guys did a good job of understanding, hey, we're going to keep pushing you and keep driving you. And they understand that, hey, we're going to listen and we're going to get better. And they have.
Nice to be relying on a really veteran core, because you're going to get good leadership from that group.
No doubt. Stacy, Jett, those guys are – I've challenged those guys a lot to be seniors. And when they don't play well, I can go in at halftime and challenge them even more, and they always respond. And then having Jeremy and Amadi as point guards, as combo guards, when they play together, of knowing what we're doing, understanding the pressures of tight games, handling the ball, getting the ball to the right people. So there's no doubt we need that leadership.
Like BYU working in Nick Emery as a freshman, you brought in Cameron Edwards. How is he gelled with your group?
Well, he's gelled right away. Our guys love him, and they loved him right away when he first got here. Some of them didn't realize how good he is. And I remember Sean Olden telling me before, he says, Coach, you guys know Cam's pretty good. He's like, Sean, that's why we recruit him. He says, no, he's really good. Sean, that's why we recruit him. So, but he is a freshman. He's still learning. making the adjustments of one game or one day in between and have to learn your assignment in between games is a challenge. But he's a smart player, and I think the biggest thing is his toughness. When all else fails, hey, be physical, be tough, and keep playing. And he's done a great job of that.
How do you like this BYU team right now?
They're good. They're good. You're always on pins and needles when you watch them play, because I know they want to score early. They want to shoot the ball from three. I watched the game. As soon as we finished playing the other night or the other afternoon, I went straight home and turned on the TV, and Loyola went on a 20-0 run. But I knew, I said, that's not safe. And actually, I missed the start of the first half, and then I caught up and realized they went on 17 points in the first 4 minutes. So that's the one thing that we talked about. There's going to be some ups and downs. There's going to be some long runs either way, but we have to stay the course.
You've won 3 of 4 against BYU coming into today.
The biggest part is just our guys sticking to it, understanding what they want to do most, and trying to make sure that we stay focused, our concentration, our communication is there, and making sure we take care of those key things. And it gives us a chance. And when we have that chance, when we build that confidence and take away some of those things, we have an opportunity to win.
And you've won while scoring big numbers, too, against BYU.
Yeah, I think our guys like the style of play.
Yeah.
And I've been on our guards to push and push and push. People think we want to slow down. We don't. We want to attack. We want to be more aggressive. But we have to be smart when we're pushing, when we're making decisions. And then we have to be smart in making reads, because our big guys, Stacy and Jet, we want them to touch the ball. It's not just a guards game where we're just running gun.
Always appreciate the insight, Marty. We'll see you in Provo, gosh, next week.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
All right, that's Marty Wilson. We've got more of the Cougar Tip-Off Show coming right up, live from Firestone Fieldhouse in Malibu on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Cougar fans, whether you like to rise and shout or just chill out, BYU basketball season is blanket season. There's no better way to stay cozy and warm than wrapped in a luxurious, comfortable blanket from Minky Couture. Minky Couture's blankets can be customized for every Cougar fan, big or small. Minky Couture is locally owned and operated with locations in Ogden, Layton, Draper, Orem, and St. George. Check out Minky Couture's wide array of blankets in any of our 5 locations or online at www.minkycouture.com.
Man, our offense was on fire tonight.
Right, we lit those guys up.
Boom, nails a 3. We could go all the way this year.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, what? This was our first game in your new Nissan.
That's it. I'm driving to every game.
Woohoo!
Shop ChooseNissan.com for great offers on our exciting lineup, and discover a better way to game day.
Away game next week. Road trip!
Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the BYU Cougars.
Stick around.
Touch pass, Sky. 3.
Got it! BYU by 9!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control. Only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
It starts with a and soon it's you go from sitting and to sitting in your on your way to then one day and before you know it starts all over again. Sagicor Life Insurance Company. However your life changes, we'll be there. Call us toll free at 888-SAGICOR or visit us online at sagicorlifeusa.com.
Welcome back to the Cougar Tip-Off Show.
Spin to the bank and scores it. What a move by Kyle Collinsworth.
Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell at courtside.
All right, the BYU and Pepperdine tipping at top of the hour, third of 4 games on the WCC docket today. Earlier today, Gonzaga winning at Pacific 71-61 late in L.A. Just down the road, LMU 65 at San Diego 61, 37 seconds to go on that one. Later tonight, Portland is at St. Mary's. Mark, BYU has kept itself where it needed to be in the league with that heart-racing win at LMU Thursday. Thursday. The Cougar guard line, tremendous. Kyle Collinsworth racked up a triple-double. Kyle Davis, double-double. And after some defensive woes in the first half, we saw BYU at its defensive and offensive best in the second half in that 91-80 win.
Yeah, that was a great second half. They needed it. But problem is, now they've shown me they can do it, Greg, so I expect it from them. And you know, when you're down 20, there's a certain urgency that you play with. BYU did that and got the job done. You need to be able to play that way all the time. I think that's the key for this BYU defense.
All right, time for a final break. Closing segment of the Cougar Tip-Off Show next on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Are you rugged? Want to prove to your lass that you're good enough for her? Eat some haggis.
Or you're afraid of haggis, are ya?
Stop whining. There's other great food, bagpipes, and poetry. Manly poetry about haggis. So get your hiney over to the Burn Supper at the Wilkinson Student Center on February 6th at 6 p.m. ready for a hoot and a honey of a time. Tickets available at utahscots.org. Do it.
Hi, Greg Grubel here. And like I get excited for every new BYU basketball season, your Utah Honda dealers are excited to introduce to you a new line of 2016 Hondas. You'll love the all-new economical 2016 Honda Civic, complete with standard features others call options. The all-new 2016 Honda Accord, priced less than Toyota Camry, and it's also on Car and Driver's 10 Best List Award 30 times. And don't forget the Honda CR-V, Motor Trend's 2015 SUV of the year. See them all and drive one today at your Utah Honda dealer.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put that throw down by Corbin Gabusi!
On the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced comfort series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678. That's Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678.
Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on.
Dives into the teeth, banks, and scores, and one!
Let's head back live to courtside.
All right, to BYU Pepperdine coming up in just a few minutes. Time now for the Mountain Star Healthcare Injury Report, brought to you by Timpanogos Regional Hospital in Orem. Proud to take care of athletes of all ages. What makes us better makes you better. And the injury report is pretty thin. Kyle Collinsworth sprained his lower left ankle on Thursday. Says it'll be okay. He'll play through it. That'll do it for the Cougar Tip-Off Show. Tip-Off is next from Malibu on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Welcome back.